Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, saints. This is Pastor Barbara Burris with Spirit of Truth Broadcast. I am excited again to be back with you guys. I've been on a vacation, a sabbatical, and in warfare. Amen. And I thank God for allowing me a chance to go in that area. I would like to talk to you about what's coming up on my agenda. There are basically no new changes that will occur in the future but one. On Monday is Bible study, and it's in reference to in the beginning Genesis 1, and it's a true in-depth study of the Word of God, and we need that. And then on Tuesday, we will go into the Word, amen, and that's dynamic preaching and teaching of the Word of God, amen, praise God, amen. It will be on various topics, amen, that God has given me by the Spirit of God. And then on Thursday, it will be end time revelation, and it would go into in-depth prophecy, and this prophecy is true, amen, and it's accurate, amen. And a lot of people don't understand that we are currently living in the end time, amen. And no man know the date and the hour that Christ is coming back, but we need to understand that there are many writers out there. There are many people that have written books on end time prophecy and the revelation of it and what is going to occur and what has already occurred. And this that I'm giving you is totally accurate. It comes from the throne room, and I love God. I thank God for what he's done in my life, amen, and what he's about to do. So we as the body of Christ, we want to hear whooping and howling or just plain basic whatever people might throw on your plate, but it's good to go into in-depth, amen, and learn the truth about what God is speaking to the body of Christ, because literally he needs us. He really needs us, amen. And then Friday we have Sunday morning church on a Friday afternoon, praise God, excuse me. Amen. And this is a dynamic teaching of the word, preaching of the word. And I can say myself, I love to hoop and holler on it. Amen. And give God the glory because, see, you don't know where I come from and what I had to go through in order to get just this hoop and holler in. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. But God has told me, amen, before I moved to where I am living now, amen. And when I had my church in Texas, God told me to, one of the things to do to follow his commandments, amen, concerning communion, the Lord's Supper. And a lot of people have misunderstood and misused the Lord's Supper and what's supposed to occur. So this is the addendum that I would be putting. Every time we come together, starting next week, amen, we will be doing the Lord's Supper, and I'm going to show you in the Bible what I mean by every time we come together. Amen. In the book of Corinthians, praise God, the 11th chapter of 1 Corinthians, the Bible say, now this, in this that I declare unto you, praise ye not, that ye come together not for the better, but for the worse. But first of all, when you come together in the church, I hear that there be division among you, and I partly believe it. Paul had to give instructions to the church on what they should do while they are in the church in reference to the Lord's Supper. And a lot of times, amen, we, amen, have been caught up in our tradition and did what we thought or believed that the Lord Supper should be did as far as taking the communion itself. We believe, some of us believe that you can drink wine, literally drink wine with the Lord's Supper, and that's not proper adequacy. You should drink grape juice. Amen. Amen. those that are Nazarites, those that are called according to God, were not supposed to put any strong drinks in their bodies. But a lot of people in a lot of churches do it. Amen. And then when Paul had told Timothy to drink wine for his stomach's sake, back then water resources and other things were available, but they had a lot of issues, a lot of bacteria and stuff in them. So it was just for the purification and the helping of his stomach, but it wasn't for him to drink as far as a drink, as far as the Lord's Supper was concerned. And so we have to be careful on how we interpret the scriptures. And then in 19 verse, it said, "For they must be also heresies among you, that they which are approved may be made manifested among you. When you come together, therefore, into one place, this is not to eat the Lord's Supper. But in eating, everyone take it before others his own supper, and one is hungry and another is drunken." What they had begun to do, they had begun to bring their dinner, their supper, into the church, and they would sit down and eat their supper as well as partake of the Lord's Supper. And some of them would bring their supper and some of them wouldn't. Some of them would get drunk, and all of this occurred. But it wasn't supposed to be like that. And then Paul asks a question. What? He's asking them, why are you doing this? What is your reason for doing this? Have ye not houses to eat and drink in? Go home, amen, and eat your supper. Go home and drink whatever kind of beverage you wanted to drink. Most of the time they had wine. So he was telling them, he said, you got your own place to do this. But when you come into the church, there's a set order that we must follow in reference to partaking of the Lord's Supper. Or desire ye the church of God and shame them that have not? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you in this? I praise you not. He says, stop doing this. You're not getting, I'm not going to praise you for doing these things. You're not getting no glory for doing this here. It brings in confusion to the body of Christ. And then he says, in 23rd verse, he says, for I have received of the Lord that which also I deliver unto you. He said, now I went to the Lord and I prayed and I got instructions to from the Lord in order to give to you so that you can get a clarity of how you must come in the church, amen, on the Lord's day to partake the Lord's Supper, amen. That the Lord Jesus Christ, the same night which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. We take the bread, amen, in remembrance of Jesus Christ. And then it said, after the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me. As often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. He says often. As often means every time you go into the church house for services, you are to partake of the Lord's Supper. Amen. And you do this in remembrance of Jesus Christ. Most Baptist churches take it on the first Sunday of every month. Most churches of God in Christ and Pentecostal churches take it that same way too. But a lot of them that have been open to the understanding and the knowledge of this, they partake it as often as they come together. Now, it don't have to be inclusive in the service as far as doing the whole order of it in the service before you preach your sermon. But most churches now that do it have given us a certain area where you can go in, partake of the Lord's Supper, and then go into the service. So with my ministry, God has told me to do as Paul has taught the body of Christ to do. As often as we come together, Amen. We are to partake of the Lord's Supper. So on the various ministries, the segments that I do, starting next week, Monday, we will be taking the Lord's Supper. And so what you need to do for those that have not given their life to Christ and they want to give their life to Christ, you need to repent right now, give your life to Christ in order for him to come in and be a part of your life and your Savior. Then you need to just Romans 10 and 9 tell you what to do. It literally tells you to confess him as your Lord and Savior. Amen. And that he is not sitting on the right-hand side of Father God making intercession for you. So he did. He's risen. He's literally risen. He is God. Amen. He's sitting right there with God making intercession for us. So repentance and confessing him as your Lord and Savior. And now that you know who you are in Christ, then you follow the right instructions. Amen. So many of the churches, they have walked in tradition and walked in error, but God is soon to come. He's sending his son, and he's soon to come, and he's coming back for a church that don't have a spot or a blemish. So we need to set our lives in order to the word of God. The word saves, the word heals, and the word delivers. So get those things together. Go to the Bible bookstore and get the bread, and go to any grocery store, food store, and get grape juice. Get grape juice. And every time you see or hear the program come on, or even if you don't do it, even if you don't have time to listen to the program, you partake of the Lord's Supper because you're doing this, amen, in remembrance of Jesus Christ. Amen. This is a divine order, and we must keep it. So every time, amen, those that even don't have church homes, or those that have church homes and have followed different rules and regulations, if you want to do it right, amen. Let's get our lives together because God, amen, Son is soon to come. And then he said, wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread that, and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. Amen. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. Let us examine ourselves and let us understand. When we're taking of the Lord's Supper, we don't need nobody to stand up and say, oh, she's not taking it because she done been out there doing something. But let us examine our own hearts and understand whether we are worthy, amen, to take up the Lord's Supper. And then it said, but when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Amen. Wherefore, my brethren, when ye come together to eat, tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that ye come not together unto condemnation. And the rest will I set in order when I come. This is the law of God. This is the commandment of God that we must take, amen, the Lord's Supper, as often as we come together. As often as we meet, we must take the Lord's Supper. Now, I will tell you this, amen. I give God the glory. Amen. You know, God is good, and amen, he's awesome in his powers and infinite in his powers and his ways, and there's nothing impossible for him to do. I had gone on an assignment, and I don't move, amen, not unless God tell me to move. And I thank God for that. And he had sent me on a trip, amen. And in this trip, I went in to bring in a deliverance, amen, to some people, amen. And as I was down there, the deliverance occurred, amen. And I got the victory. God literally instructed me on what to do. The Holy Spirit did. And I did exactly what he told me to do. Obedience is better than sacrifice. That was two young men that I had to visit, amen. And in doing so, God literally, amen, moved for these young men. One of them had, was living with a woman that was using witchcraft, and she had manipulated this young man. And sometimes when we are on assignment, our assignment don't have to be in a big mega church. It could be one-on-one, or it could be a little small group. But when you go in with the power and the anointing of God. Amen. And as I began to go into this person's house, God told me, he said, I want you to fast. Amen. And I want you to see what's going on in this home. And as I seen what was going on in this home, I seen this woman where she had went out in the night to walk her dog. And when she walked back in the house, amen, I seen a witch following her. This woman had begun to use witchcraft on this young man, and I had to go in, amen, and do what God told me to do, amen, so that that witchcraft could be destroyed. When I obeyed God, I got the victory, amen. Those demons are not playing, saints, amen. What you don't master, amen, will master you. And I'm telling you, saints, when you are set on an assignment, it's better that you obey God to the letter. The Bible said a thief coming not but to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus let us know he come that we might have life. This woman wanted this man, amen, and she wanted to do everything she could to get him through manipulation. Amen. But I'm telling you, God says, suffer not a witch to live. Amen. When I tell you that I got the victory, I will eventually tell you about the report of the Lord. Because, see, I believe the report of the Lord. When he tell me to go in and to tear down the walls that Satan done build up, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He not only instructs you, but he gives you the power to do it. Tell your neighbor and tell your friends you got power from the Lord, amen, in order to destroy the works of the devil, amen. And so as I began to move and began to walk by the instruction of the Lord, I seen the victory, and I seen this man's heart turn away from this woman. And once his heart had turned away from this woman and the witchcraft, amen, was destroyed, amen, God was able to go in and set things in order. Hallelujah. The things that she had set and plotted for him, amen, I got it. Amen. It got on me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I have made myself a living sacrifice and holy and acceptable unto the Lord. Amen. And when I say I got it, amen, what had happened was she had laced his candy that he loves to eat with witchcraft. And if he had eaten of that candy, amen, that was death, amen, a death sentence for him. Somehow she had planned on killing him because she didn't really want him, but she wanted a cover up for all the things that she had been doing. She had been manipulating other men, and she had been doing things, amen, that were illegal in her job employment. So she was embezzling finances. So God wanted her to stop with her mess, but she wanted to continue on and find a covering, amen, up under a man. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But God said, no, not so. Don't touch what he has already appointed to be a part of his ministry and his great army. So as, amen, I ate of the candy, that witchcraft demon got on the inside of me and began to move around in my body. And the Holy Ghost stood up and he told me, amen, that night, amen, he said, don't worry about anything, in essence, because he told me, he said, what the enemy means for bad, he said, I'm going to turn it around for good, and you will do my will. You will preach the gospel. You will not be defeated. So I'm telling you, hallelujah, God is in control. His kingdom, amen, will come, and his will be done. So everything that's sovereign, amen, comes from God, and he is deity. He is Lord. And I tell you, when I got the victory, amen, through the night watch, amen, the Holy Ghost and the angels watched over me all night long. Amen. In the morning, amen, before daybreak, I seen where God had delivered me. Hallelujah. I praise God. But in order for this young man to be delivered from what that woman wanted to do to him, I had to take the blow. So sometimes ministers going to have to take the blow for the congregation or the people that are around them in order to get them, amen, through, amen, and cause them to prosper and be blessed of the Lord. But this one thing I tell you, you don't have to worry about nothing, because in the night watching, when God is moving upon you for your benefit and on your behalf, the Bible says he loads us with benefits in the morning. When daybreak comes, saints, you don't have to worry about nothing, because God has defeated your enemy. This young man got the victory because I had to go in and suffer, amen, amen, on the altar in order for him to win. This is what ministers do. Those attacks that the enemy does to you cannot exceed the daybreak. It cannot exceed the will of God. It cannot exceed the word of God. God is greater than any demon. He's greater than any situation. He's greater than any attack, as long as you allow him to be your God. I'm telling you, saints, we have an enemy out there, but God is greater than your enemy. Just do what God say. Stay before him. Fast and pray and watch God move. You master what has been trying to master you, because God is your God. God bless you. Amen. And I will see you on Monday. Get ready for the Lord's Supper. God bless. Amen.